This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I have a stock market and financial update for you. As you know, the market has been, well, skyrocketing under President Trump, just going to new highs, and we all know it's in a bubble of sorts. However, I have some new information. This bubble could continue to grow if Trump manages to get the tax reform package passed, you know, anytime in the near future. It could be the end of this year, could be early 2018. Apparently, Senate leader Mitch McConnell and President Trump are now at least pretending to work together to get this passed. If this passes, it has a provision called repatriation of offshore money. This repatriation supposedly is going to allow companies to bring in all their offshore money by paying just 10% one-time fee. There are trillions of dollars offshore through companies like Apple and Google and Facebook and a bunch of others. I mean, that's where they stash all their profits. They actually book the profits in countries like Ireland that have very low taxes, for example, and they set up these very complex multi-nation tax structures that result in them paying virtually no actual tax, maybe 3 or 4%. But all that money has to stay offshore. Well, if Trump manages to get this repatriation provision signed into law, the market could go up for a long time. In other words, it might cancel the crash that is otherwise looming. And I know you might be surprised to hear me say that because I've been warning about the crash since 2008. But one thing that could prevent the crash or put it off for much longer would be trillions of dollars in corporations and industry coming back into the United States. Because that money would go into building new factories, creating jobs, new R&D investments, different companies, hiring sprees, salaries would go up across the country on average. You would see more people have more discretionary income, which means they would have more savings, which means more money going into the stock market and so on. Literally, this one rule, if it is enforced, you know, if it's passed, signed into law, this could delay the market crash by 5 or 10 years for all we know. I'm not saying this is a 100% thing. I mean, the market could crash before this ever happens. So we're not out of the danger zone by any means. And at some point, it's going to have to come back down to reality anyway. And Ron Paul is right. I think he's predicting a 50 or a 70% chance of a major market pullback, a correction, maybe 50% or something in that realm. Eventually, that's going to have to happen. But it could be delayed and put off for a very long time. Way beyond Trump's time in the White House, by the way. If taxes are sharply lowered for corporations and all this money is allowed to be brought back into the country. Let's talk about the corporate tax rate for a minute. This tax reform package is pushing for about a 20% corporate tax rate. Currently, the corporate tax rate is much higher. I think it's up in the 36 to 39% range for the highest corporate earners. If this were lowered to 20%, it would unleash a massive economic boom across America for small businesses as well as large corporations. But the primary beneficiary of this is going to be small businesses because you see the large companies already have all their Irish tax loopholes and super high dollar accountants, and they have ways to hide money or move it around or shell companies and this and that. They don't pay much tax anyway, but the small businesses, that's who's getting really socked by the current tax rates. And a small business could be a business that makes, you know, $1 million a year and it can still qualify as a small business. And they're having to pay huge tax rates. So if that were dropped to 20%, you would see small businesses suddenly able to hire more people, expand into more operations or offer more products or build more factories or fulfillment centers or R&D centers. There are a lot of things that small businesses could suddenly find themselves able to do where they couldn't do it before because they were paying all this money to Washington. So keep this in mind. The market crash may be rescheduled. We'll put it that way. Could be rescheduled thanks to Donald Trump. And you will benefit, by the way, if they get this tax reform package passed, you will benefit no matter where you are across the country. Even if you're in a high tax state like California or New York, you will still benefit because of the job opportunities, the increased discretionary income, the new investment, the economic growth all around you. People who used to be criminals might be able to find jobs and get a paycheck instead of just stealing and cooking meth and things they do. The benefits to the whole country are enormous. So don't forget that. That's why we should all push for this tax reform package. And, you know, why should Washington take so much of our money anyway? Washington takes too much. Washington needs to figure out how to run the government with less money, which means they need to downsize. I know the Democrats want everybody to pay 99% tax or something. Like, you just work for the state. Well, that's called communism. And in communism or socialism, centrally planned economies, everybody lives in misery and poverty except the elite upper class, the politically connected super class, who are all corrupt. They're all like weird pedophiles and child traffickers. Basically, the Harvey Weinstein, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Anthony Weiner brigade. That's kind of what happens in every sort of socialist or communist society. You get weird people rising to the top running the country. They're always weird perverts, pedophiles. I don't know what the deal is. It's like people who get too much power, they just turn into weirdos. Like, just, I don't even want to talk about it. Too many weird people who are sick. But in a society that you want to live in, you have a middle class where you have a lot of shared wealth. The middle class has more money. People have more discretionary income. People have more home ownership. People have more savings. And, you know, incomes rise. And this is what will happen with tax reform. Because when people make better decisions about what to do with their tax dollars than some government far away. There's no question about that. Washington can't decide what to do with your money that's in any way better than what you would decide to do with your money. So don't let some distant centralized government take more of your money and then waste it on their programs that give them power, you know, to appease certain classes of voters, for example, with new handouts and new entitlements, so on. They just use your money to buy popularity for themselves. So the answer is lower taxes. In any case, again, the market may crash before any of this happens. And there's no guarantee that we're going to get tax reform actually passed. Might not happen. So stay vigilant. Spread your risk. Invest in the things that I've talked about before. You know, have physical gold and silver. Have land. Own your own home. Have things that are physical, that have asset value that can't be taken away from you. And don't have all these investments in the stock market. Don't have all these, don't throw all your money at Bitcoin. Don't bet on currencies that can turn against you very quickly. The market is rigged. It's a dangerous place. You'd be better off to just focus on buying things that can't disappear in a market crash. And then if the tax reform comes and the economy gets a big boost, then hopefully you can benefit from that as an employee or a business owner or an investor. And then you'll have even more discretionary income and maybe more savings, and you can add to your gold coin collection or whatever you're putting away as your form of savings. So I hope that all makes sense. I want America to do well. I want you to do well. And I really hope that Trump gets this through. In fact, I think that Personally, I think we should have just a national flat tax, like a flat income tax of, I don't know, 15% max. That's it. You pay 15%. The poorest people can be exempt. You know, it doesn't even, the 15% doesn't even kick in until you earn a certain amount of money. And the government should figure out how they can survive, how they can get by on just that 15%. And they should shrink the size of government until they get down to whatever revenue that 15% is. And by the way, the three biggest programs, the three big things that the government pays are disease, debt, and death. And by that, by disease, I mean healthcare systems. By debt, I mean Social Security and interest on the debt and so on, debt payments and obligations and entitlements. And by death, I mean the Pentagon and the military-industrial complex. Those three things, disease, debt, and death, are the, or you might call it defense if you don't want to use such a negative term. So disease, debt, and defense, those are the three biggest things where all the money goes. I mean, not all the money, but the three biggest portions of money at the federal level. So if you're going to shrink the size of federal government and the federal budget, you have to make sharp cuts to either, you know, Medicare or Social Security or debt payments or defense. Something's got to go in one of those categories. Otherwise, you'll never balance the budget. You'll never have a smaller government and so on. Just something to think about. Disease, debt, and defense. Very interesting to note that. All right, everybody. Stay safe. Unpredictable times ahead. You can hear more at my website, naturalnews.com, or my podcast site, healthrangerreport.com. And let's see, one more site. Preparedness.com. Well, no. For the stock market, go to collapse.com because we're covering the potential for the market collapse at that domain, collapse.com. Thank you for listening. Take care, everybody.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.